High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activities Center at Fall City Sacred Heart School. It's time for our final regular season basketball game of the year tonight. Fall City Sacred Heart boys, 13-7, ranked number 7 in Class D2. Hosting the Lord Central Catholic Knights, 13-7, ranked number 7 in Class D1. Should be a good one tonight. Parents night here for the Irish boys tonight. That's already taken place. We got that all wrapped up and out of the way for tonight's ball game. Two teams tonight will match up and then head off into sub-district play next week. Sacred Heart will be hosting Class D2 Sub-District 1 next week. They'll host Pawnee City Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And the other game here will be Lewiston and Sterling Jets, with the winners playing Thursday night at 7 for the Sub-District title. For Lord Central Catholic, they will also be the host of their Sub-District. They play on Tuesday night when they host Elmwood Murdoch, the number 4 seed, followed by the other game between Johnson Brock, the number 2 seed, and number 3 seed Weeping Water. Those games coming up Thursday night, so that's what's going on with the teams, these two teams, sub-district. Sacred Heart girls who advance to the district final, they'll be in action next Friday night at Odell, home of the Dillard Odell Griffins. We'll have that for you at 7 o'clock on Friday night on sister station KTNC, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM. That's on Friday night. The Lord Central Knights girls have also qualified for the district final. That in Class D1. And they will be taking on, the girls are up in C2 for Lord Central Catholic. They'll be the number 4 seed and take on Ravenna next Friday evening. So you're caught up with what's going on around the area and the postseason for these two schools. We'll come back and we'll give you the lineups for tonight's ball game after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup tonight. We'll start with the visitors for Lord Central Catholic, Coach Trevor Crank tonight. His starting five will include a 6'2" junior in Blake Miller, who averages 13.6 and nearly 5 rebounds a game for the Knights. Bo Lee is a 6-foot junior. He is averaging 10.3 points, nearly 4 rebounds a game on the season. Max Baumert is a 6-foot senior. Baumert averaging 6.4 points per game. Andrew Walton, a 6-foot-1 senior, comes into the game averaging 5.3 points per game. And the third is Will Funk. Funk averaging 1.9 points per game, the 6-foot junior for Lord Central Catholic. For St. Art, Coach Doug Gold tonight in the starting five, Jacob Jordan, a 5-foot-10 junior, averaging 7.8 points a game. Jake Brush is a 5'10 junior. He checks in at 5.8 points per game. Kyle Ballin is a 6-foot-1 senior. He is averaging 3.2 points per game. Jack Figner, a 6'3 senior, leads the Irish in scoring at 14.2 a game and rebounding at 7.8 per game on the season. And Brogan Knockle, a 6'3 junior, he is checking in at 9.7 points and 6 rebounds per game on the season for Fall City Sacred Heart. So that is a look at the starters for tonight's ball game here at the Row Activity Center. We'll take another 2-minute break and be back with a tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back here to the Row Activity Center. Remind you while they're doing the introductions here, the crowd on hand tonight for parents. I will have basketball for you Monday night on Sunny 101.3. 7 o'clock is the tip time. Fall City will take on Syracuse in the Tigers sub-district opener. They'll play the 4-5 seed game. Tigers the 4 seed. They take on number 5 seed Syracuse Monday night at 7 up at Auburn High School. And the winner moves on to play top seed at Auburn. And then on Tuesday night, we'll have the Tigers on the air coming up on Monday night here on Sunday 101.3. All right. The starters have been introduced, and we are ready to roll here at the rack. All right, ready to go here. The Irish huddle up out of the free throw line. Doug Gold steps into the huddle for one moment. Gives him something, and off we go. It will be Figner to jump it up against Miller. Sagan Hart will go right to left towards the west bucket here in the first half tonight. And we're ready to go. Maybe. There we go. The tip. Miller missed it. Knockfield, or excuse me, Figner got it, but it went right to the Knights, and they'll have the first possession out of the ball game. So here we go. Off the right side of the basketball, Bo Lee holds it. Gets the ball away to the top of the key there to Funk. Funk off the left side to Palmer. Palmer cross court to Miller. Thought about it. Now he'll take the three. It's up. It's down. Start the ball game. Blake Miller with a triple to start it off for Florida Central Catholic. Second, Figner on the baseline. Turns around. Back out to Ballard. And now to Freshel. Out in your midcourt circle against a man-to-man defense. Off to Knock to go on the left side of the elbow. And he'll give it back out top to Jordan. Jacob off to Figner. Figner hold to the left side of the wing, drives down to the baseline underneath the Noctigal. Off his hands, it went through and over to Jordan. Now back to the top, found it to Jordan, left side, Figner. Figner down the lane, floats it up on the rim, no good. The rebound is grabbed up by Walt, and here come the Knights to the front court, up three. Off the right side for Bo Lee. Lee will hold it, moves left, passes right to Funk. Funk back out top. Miller takes a left side wing. Three ball up and no good by Palmer. And the rebound is grabbed up by Funk in the corner. So Funk with the rebound. And now back down on the baseline with it. Funk has it out top. Goes down inside and a little turnaround up. No good by Bo Lee. Rebound to Figner. And here come the Irish to the front. Freshel in the paint, stops, spins, one-hander up and good for the Irish junior. And it's 3-2. Knights will come up the floor with the basketball to the front, playing man-to-man defense off the left side. Miller, he's guarded out there by Figner. Now they double team and drop out of that. Now right side of the basketball once again will be Palmer. Palmer to the top to Funk and over. Figner steals it. Figner all the way in, all the way up. Blocked and a foul, and the man that blocked it took the brunt of the blow there. That was Funk that got back there and got in front of Figner. He got the ball blocked, but he paid for it. Figner had a full head of steam. Funk ends up bouncing into the padding underneath, and it'll put Jack Figner at the line to shoot a pair. Senior sets, fires, it's up, it's short, no good. He'll have another one here. On the second one, we'll come here for the Irish senior. Figner ready. High as the bucket. It's on the way up, and it's good, and we are tied at 3 apiece here in quarter number one. 5:45 to go off the right side. Miller has it, guarded by Freshel. Jukes right, goes left, in the lane up. No good, but a whistle and a foul. I think Figner is the guilty party. He is. First foul of the game against Sacred Heart, and now it will be Blake Miller at the line. He's got 3 points. This will be his first trip to the line tonight. The junior sets. He fires. It's up. It's good. And the Knights reclaim the lead, 4-3, 5:37 to go in the opening period. Second free throw coming up here for the junior. It's on the way up, and good. He got them both. 5-3, the Knights lead. Jacob Jordan up the front court for the Irish with it. Off the left side, Noctigal for three. Perry's from the left side. Brogan Noctigal with a triple puts the Irish ahead. Now 6-5. Up the floor to the front court with it. Palmer off the right side. Now to Andrew Walton. Walton will give the ball off to Lee. Bo Lee double team. Lost the handle. Jacob Jordan ends up with it across the lane. Around one defender, pulls up, down low to Figner, dropped the ball, Miller up with it, Figner missed it, rebound grabbed by Bo Lee. Lee ahead to Miller on the right side, Miller to the right corner with the basketball to Walton. He dribbles back out to the top, and now with it, Bomber, free throw line, right side, pass off and go in, losing it on the spin was Walton, got it back, cross the court now, left side with it to Palmer. Palmer to the top, and now Miller for three from the right elbow. It's parried again. He has a quick 8 points to start the ball game here, and the lead goes back to the Knights. 8-6. Here's Knockville. Fakes, drives, shoots off the rim, no good. Rebound loose, ends up in the hands of Miller. Miller headed up the floor. Now he'll spin around and wait for help. Pass down to the left corner with it to Palmer. Back out top to Lee. Lee spins in the paint. Cut off there by Jordan. Jordan knocked it loose. And 3 seconds called. He got trapped in the lane. Had, could not get rid of it. And it will be Irish basketball. Out of the game, Bobbert and Funk for the Knights. Into the game will come Zach Tesserick. Tesserick, a 5'11 junior, and also in there is Joe Carney, a 5'9 junior. With it, Figner, and he lost the ball. Trying to make a fake to make a move, and the ball slipped out of his right hand and right on past his left hand out of bounds. Halfway through, quarter number one, 8-6, the Knights lead. Miller will walk it up the floor. Miller off the left side now to Lee. Look out to the top to Sherrick. Around the perimeter, right side is Miller again, faking for three, driving toward the middle. Pulls up, fires cross court to there to Sherrick. He drives back to the right and had it knocked loose, got it back. Now it's Miller again. Oh, what a blocking foul on Nachtigal. Miller pushed him with the forearm, but Nachtigal had gotten in the way first. I see why he made the call he made, but I can see why he would have called an offensive foul as well. Second team foul on the Irish. Backcourt to Miller. He'll walk it across the front court. Off the right side of the pass now to Tesserick. To the top. Off the left side. Miller for three from that side. On the rim. No good. Rebound on the deck. Picked up. Put back. No good by Lee. And out of there with the ball comes Freshel for the Irish. Top of the key. Jake stops. Looks. Keeps on dribbling. Into the paint. Spins. Block. He's up. Hits down. And a foul. They got him across the wrist. So Freshel with his second hoop of the ball game. Makes it 8-8. The foul will be on Joe Carney, his first, team foul number two. So we have our second tie of the ball game now. Sagan will bring into the ball game now Evan Keithley, 6-foot sophomore. Sitting down will be Bauman. The Freshel for the lead for the Irish. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. And Miller grabs up the rebound. Miller. Jogging the ball up the floor. Now on him is Jacob Jordan. Miller pull up, free throw line, buries it. He's got 10 to start the ball. He's got all 10 Knights points in this contest. Freshel for the answer at the other end. 10-footer, no. Rebound grabbed by Andrew Walton. Walton will give the ball up for Joe Carney to the front court. In the midcourt circle, front court, over to the right side. The ball goes to Lee. But Lee back out top with it to Sherrick. Over to the left side. Now it goes to the left side wing to Carney. Carney keeps the dribble, spins inside, looks, leans, shoots it over the top of Figner. Figner got the rebound after the miss. That ball rolled all the way around the rim, wouldn't go. Figner out top, down the lane, lost the ball, stolen away by Joe Carney. As Figner drilled forward, went to a double team, and they're able to swipe it away from him. Out top, Miller with the basketball. Top of the key, moving, thought about it, didn't. Comes off the right side. Now to Bo Lee. Lee back to Miller at the top. Looking to go right, gets a pick that way. Now the picker moves off, and he throws the ball to Joe Carney. Back on the right side, on the right wing with the basketball, knocked away. Miller comes up with it in the paint area. Back out, and a drive down the lane to the left hand. Off the shot, no good by Tesserick. Rebound, Nachtigal, and here come the Irish looking to tie it again. Freshel spinning. Right side on the wing, used up his dribble, gives it off now to Jacob Jordan. 1:28 to go in the first quarter. 10-8 the Knights lead. Miller guarding Jordan out between the circles. Left side, Freshel on the wing. Dribbles in, backs in, picked up his dribble again, looks for a cutter, nobody there, and he'll come off to Nachtigal. Brogan Nachtigal will hold it. Out top, it goes to Keithley. He had the hot hand in the JV game. Here's Figner for three. Got it. Figner on the left side at the elbow. Puts it up and in. He's got four now. And the Irish lead it 11-10. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. To the front court on the right side to Sherrick. Out to Lee. Thought about a three. Dribbles in. Leaves the ball off there for Carney. Carney dribbles out of the paint area. Back into it. Leaves it off for Lee and now to Miller. Miller working left, now right, into the paint, triple team, the ball's loose. We've got a foul called, a block on somebody in white. Foul will be put on Evan Keeley, his first, team foul number three on Sacred Heart. And Miller to the free throw line to shoot two here. They're going to call that a blocking foul. He's 2 for 2 at the line, has all 10 of the Knights' points. It's up, it's good, and we are knotted up now at 11. So the Knights making a bunch of changes here. Funk is back in the ball game. Will Welsh, 6 foot senior, checks in. And Max Palmer back in the ball game. Knights. Noctigal and Figner on the Irish bench. Del Castile and Ballard back in. Free throw no good. Grabbed up by Castile. And here come the Irish with 35 seconds to go in a tie ball game at 11. Left side with it. Keithley out top to Castile. Castile looks off to Ballard. Kyle looking for help. Hasn't dribbled yet. He'll throw it out near midcourt to Freshels. He actually probably want to play for one here. Playing in the post is Jordan. Now he'll come out to the top of the key. He'll hold it with 15 seconds. 1 foot in the midcourt circle. Now dribbling. 10 on the clock. 9. Free throw circle guarded by Miller. Gets it down to Castile. Heads to the basket. Up. No. Followed by Ballin. No. Followed by Ballin. Yes. So Kyle Ballin with a couple of offensive rebounds will put his team on top at the end of one quarter. 13-11. Sacred Heart. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock, 13-11. Sagan Hart with the lead over the Knights here on a two-pointer by Kyle Ballin. A couple of offensive tips up and in give the Irish the lead after the quarter stop. Freshel, Figner. Now Ballin on the right side, Jordan and Keithley in there for the Irish. Figner, top of the key, using a dribble, leaves it off for Freshel in the midcourt circle against the man-to-man. Ballin holds it into the middle to Figner against the double team. Jumps up and off the glass, no good. Rebound to Walton, and up the floor with it comes Ballin. The Knights go to Miller on the right side, back out to the top, swinging around the perimeter, left side, three ball, up, too strong by Palmer, rebound comes out to Freshel. Freshel to the front, spins in, double team, needs help. Somebody's got to move, now Ballin goes out and gets to the top, off the left side to Figner. Posting up down low is going to be Keithley, they'll give it to Jordan out top for three, too strong, rebound comes off to Bo Lee. Lee will come up the floor. His team down by two. All of the Knights points belong to Blake Miller right now. They're talented juniors. He has all the Knights points in this ballgame. Here's Funk for three on the right side. On the rim, no. Rebound, Figner. Jack with the rebound. He'll give it to Freshel on the right side. Pulls up, three-pointer. Now to the three-point line. Moves forward. He didn't stop. He kept going. And floats it in the paint for two. It's 15-11, Sacred Heart, their biggest lead of the ball game right now at four. With the ball in the backcourt. Hold it. Now give the ball to the top of the key with the basketball. Andrew Walton off to Lee. Lee in the paint, stripped by Freshel. It ends up with Ballin. Outlet ahead. Figner off the glass. No, too strong. He stole the rebound away, missed off the rebound again, and out of there comes Miller with the basketball. So the Irish not able to take advantage of that. Miller pulls up on the right elbow, three more. He now has 14, and it's a 15-14 lead for the Irish. And now Keithley for three, left side, wing up and down. Evan Keithley with a triple, and the Irish are up 18-14 again. Nobody's taken any timeouts yet in this ball game. 5:20 to go, first half. Sagard up by 4. Funk on the right side with the basketball. Holds it. Keithley playing way off of him. Now out to the top. Palmer with it. Or rather, Bo Lee. And now to Funk again. Now off we go. And a shot up. A two-pointer by Lee. And by Palmer is no good. Rebound brought down by Bauman. And we have a foul of the ball's coming up the floor. And the foul will be on Blake Miller, his first team foul, number 3 on the night. 5:02 to go in the half. Into the game for the first time for the Irish. Sam Dunn checks in. He'll bring it into Jordan. Sitting down will be Bauman and Freshel. And now Dunn drives on the right side to the baseline, kicks it back to Figner. Figner into Noctegal. They rip it away from him, but it rolls back out to Keithley. Now to the top to Figner. Inside Noctegal in the middle, a little turnaround, hook up and good. Noctegal with his second hoop. It's now a 6-point lead for the Irish. 20-14 to the top we go. Bo Lee to Miller. That's his favorite spot. Jordan with him. Now out it goes to Tesarik. He's back in. And a 3-pointer up and good on the right side by Andrew Walton. And finally, somebody besides Miller has scored at the other end. Noctegal three ball, no. And the rebound grabbed up by Walton. Down to Miller, 20-17. And here come the Knights to the front court with it. Bo Lee, left side in the middle between the circles to Miller. He'll pass it off to Carney. Now around the right side, Miller holds it, looks for a cutter. Nobody there. Free throw line area now to Walton. And traveling called as the Knights turn the ball over to Sacred Heart. Halfway through the second quarter, 3:55 left. Kyle Bauman will check in. Figner will get a quick breather for the Irish here. And up the floor with the basketball, walking it slowly up the floor is Jacob Jordan. To the front, off the left side. Keithley, three ball, too strong. Rebound off the hands of Zach Tesharik. Couldn't hold on to that one. Skid it off his hand, and it'll be the Irish ball on the baseline. They line up sideline to sideline at the baseline. Into Noctegal, down the lane, left hand to the right hand, up, down on the left side, and foul. Noctegal with a nice move, a bucket, and we'll see who they put the foul on here in just a minute. Noctegal now has 7, looking for 8 here. The Irish are up 5, and the foul will go on Andrew Walton, his first team foul, number 4 on the Knights. Dunn is out. Freshel back in for Sacred Heart. All right, here we go. 3:41 to play in the period. Noctegal's free throw up. Buries it straight through. He's got 8 in the ballgame to lead the Irish. And here's a steal by Freshel on the inbound. Stopped, pops up. No, kept it alive. Rebound Miller trying to rip it away with Freshel. Miller holds on to it. Now he'll lob the ball forward up the floor and traveling before he got his basketball on the dribble. Max Bomber got steps in and it goes to Sacred Heart. 3:28 left here in the first half. Jacob Jordan skipping it up the floor this time. Off the right side, Freshel. Freshel moving toward the hole. Very aggressive. Up, no. Got his own missed shot on the left side. Comes out of there with it. And now out top to Bauman. Freshel about as aggressive as we've seen him going to the hole tonight all season. Inside Noctegal. He goes in. It's knocked away. Freshel had it. He got poked in the side of the head. We got a whistle. Are we going to have a foul? Yes, we are on the Knights. On 30... What? Let's try that again. On 35, okay, to Sherrick with the foul, his first. Now Jordan will inbound. Look it into Bauman. Right side back to Jacob Jordan for a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped back by Noctegal to Bauman. Give Noctegal credit for the rebound there. Midcourt circle, Jacob Jordan. Off it goes, Freshel. Right side, three ball. Too strong. Miller with another rebound for the Knights. He'll push it up the left side of the floor. Now keeps his dribble. Pass to the corner there for Lee. Lee goes in, stripped away, and it's going to be Freshel again at the other end. Stopped, and he missed it. Tip up, no good by the Irish, and a rebound grab by Bomber. St- stopped and tried a little finesse shot. Should have kept on going that time, probably. The lead is 6 for Sacred Heart. 2:18 to play in the first half. Miller, free throw line, right side, shoots it, scores it. He has 16 of the night's 19 points in the ball game. To the front court, Freshel with it. Pulls up, leaves off for Knockville, top left side of the circle. Now down to Keithley. Man-to-man by the Knights, man-to-man by the Irish on the defensive ends. It'll be Fossil Falman, moves in, and a defender makes contact, and we're getting quite an array of reaction down here from some Knights fans. They thought that was going to be an offensive foul. It wasn't. Teixeira picks up his second foul, and that's not the first time they've felt that way this evening. So here comes Sam Dunn back into the ballgame. Figner's back in. Jordan will inbound the ball for the Irish, and he'll lob it out to Bauman. He makes a nice catch. Bauman will give the ball off to Jordan. Between the circles, a minute 40 to go, and knocked to the left side. Three ball. Got it. Nothing at the bottom of the hole. Brogan knocked to go with 11. That's his second triple, and the Irish have their biggest lead of the ball game at 7. 90 seconds left in the half. With the basketball, it will be Walton to Miller underneath. Man got done in the air. It's up, it's down, and foul. Doug Gultz standing down on the baseline, and he is an unhappy camper. Didn't like the way the play went. Joe Carney with his first bucket of the ball game makes it 26-21. The foul on Sam Dunn, his first. Free throw won't go, and Jacob Jordan grabs the rebound for the Irish. Jordan to the front, ahead to Knockville, looking into Figner on the bounce on the left block, spins into the lane, elevates up on the rim, no, Miller up high for the rebound. I've gotten right now 16 points and 6 rebounds to the front court with the basketball into the middle of the floor to Walton. He'll hand it off, and now back out it goes to Lee, left side beyond the arc. 52 seconds to go, and now down on the right baseline, Max Bommert has it. Bomber's got room to shoot. Bauman giving him a lot of room, but he didn't take it. He'll dribble in, pass the ball back out, right side. Three ball up, no good in the corner by Walton, and the rebound grabbed by Noctigal. Inside, Jordan pushes it up. The ball got deflected and almost went in. Rebound grabbed by Walton for the Knights. To the front, Lee pulls up. No rebound brought down by Sam Dunn. 21 seconds ago, Doug Gultz going to say get one shot with a 5-point lead here. Right side of the basketball now with it. Figner looking, 13 on the clock. He's at the right elbow. He'll go out to Jordan across court, nearly stolen away. Jordan back. Now Figner driving in, pulls up off the glass. No, not to go with the follow. No, not to go with the follow. No, and that will end the half. Oh, now we got a technical foul called on the Knights after the buzzer had sounded. I did not see what happened under there, but apparently, Knockville's a big, strong young man. I mean, when you bump into him, there's a good chance that technical call on Joe Carney will be his second. Knockville at the free throw line. It's up and no good. He can't connect on that one. He's got one more here, and he's the only one down there, and that's the lonely feeling you get in basketball, and swishes the second one, and that will end the half. Sacred Heart, 27, and the Lord Central Catholic Knights, 21. 27, 21, the Irish with the lead. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we're back here at the Rowe Activity Center at halftime of our ball game between State Heart and Lord Central Catholic, the Irish leading 27-21 at halftime. Our scoring recap for the first half brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Gertage, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. For the Knights in the first half, Blake Miller, he had their first, I believe, their first 14 points of the ball game. He ends up with 16 in the first half. 16 of the 21 belong to Blake Miller. A three-pointer for Andrew Walton and 2 points for Joe Carney for the Knights in the first half. For Sacred Heart in the first half tonight, it is going to be a dozen for Brogan Knockle. That includes a couple of three-pointers. Jack Figner has 4. Jake Freshel has 6 and 3 for Evan Keithley in the ballgame for the Irish. Both teams have hit 3 out of 5 free throw attempts in the ball game. Foul trouble, nobody with the Irish with more than one foul in the first half. And for the Knights, they have 2 on Zach Tasharek and nobody else. Well, Joe Carney also has 2 now with that technical at the half. So 27-21, the Irish have the lead over the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Tonight, scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Gertage, Arm Connect and Auburn, Western Witt in Falls City. We'll take another 2-minute break. We'll check out, see what the weather is going to do the rest of this week, and then be back with second half action in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Feluber with your weather for the tri-state area. Tonight we have some snow developing in the late evening overnight hours. Could see some freezing drizzle, increasing cloud cover through tonight, lows in the upper 20s, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. For Sunday, snow and freezing drizzle early and then snow chances through the afternoon hours, highs mid-30s and winds turning to the northwest. Sunday night, clear skies and 22 degrees for your low. Monday, plenty of sunshine, highs warming into the mid-40s. We'll have west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting in the 20s. For Monday night, clear skies and 30 degrees for your low. We're at a high of 51 on Tuesday with plenty of sunshine. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Feluber on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center at halftime. Their teams are finishing their warm-ups, Lord Central Catholic. They are huddled up with their coach, Trevor Crank, saying, Art boys coming over to visit. Get final instructor, Coach Doug Goltz. Coach Goltz came over here while the boys were out warming up at the scores table, looked at the scorebook and talked to everybody at the scores table, and then asked one of our officials, Dave Bryant, to come over and had a chat with him. So don't know what exactly happened, but he had a question about something there at halftime. So here we go. Final few seconds ticking off the halftime clock here. Knights basketball inbounding will be Max Baumer. Sagan showing man-to-man pressure here. The ball comes into Bo Lee as we start the second half tonight. Off the right side he goes. Walton with it. Out top Miller. Miller moving left. Gets the ball to Will Funk. Funk in the post to Baumer. Back to Miller. Three ball, no good, and a rebound grabbed up by Figner. Figner to Breschel. Right side, keeps the dribble. Now Figner, top of the key off the left side. And now it's inside, knocked to go up, and three hops on the rep. 14 points in the ball game, and the Irish are up by 8. All right, here come the Knights to the front court now with the basketball. Walton off the right side there for Palmer. Ballard to Miller. Back to Ballard. Fakes, goes, splits the defender. Blocked by Nocturne. It goes to Figner. Ahead to Jordan. Jacob Jordan on the left side leads it to Figner. Figner moving right into the paint. Back out. Nocturne. Fake the three. Drives. Figner will take one. Right wing. Nothing. On the hole. Figner with 7 in the ball game now. The assist. Going to Knockville. He is having himself a night. Just broken Knockville. The Irish are now up by 11. For the left side of the basketball now, Bo Lee off a pick. Comes Miller. One of his men fall down. Miller, free throw line jumper is up and good. That gives him 18 in the ball game. And the rest of his teammates have only 5 points so far. The Irish are up now by 11 points. Inside it goes, and Figner turn around the lane, up and good. They're up by 11. Now, what's the score doing here? 34-23. Something got messed up there. The Irish have 34. The Knights have 23. Something's wrong on the scoreboard there a minute ago, so it's an 11-point lead for Sacred Heart. Now to the front we go. Here's a three-pointer up and good from the left side of the circle for Max Bomber. His first points of the night, and it's an 8-point game. To the front, Bauman with the basketball. Left side, Figner holds into Knockville. Defender tried to stop him. Oh, that goaltending, yep. Knockville inside went up, spun it around, and the shot was blocked, but it was a goaltend. And right now, he's got 16 now. The official underneath is talking to him. I think he probably hooked the defender there. And the official is saying, don't try that anymore. Or don't do that anymore. All right, here we go. Now, the ball comes into Joe Carney, into the ball game for the Knights. 36-26, Sacred Heart. On the right side to Miller. On the wing, fake the three, went around Jordan. Hang, shoots, off the glass, no. Rebound, Knoxville ends up with it. We got a whistle and a foul. Foul on 23. Is that going to be on the Irish? It is. That's going to be on Kyle Bauman. His first foul of the ball game. And now Miller will trigger in from the baseline. Everybody in the corner of the lane for the Knights. Into the corner with a left side for Walton. Back out to the top now to Carney. Carney backs up the midcourt circle and passes right side to Bomber. Bomber with the basketball. Down in the right corner, now into the hands of Bo Lee, and back to the top. Left side wide open for three, up and no good. There's a rebound by Freshel. The shot put up by Palmer at that time, and Freshel all the way in got knocked down. Not knocked down, but his shot got rejected from behind, and that will be a foul on the Knights. It's going to go on Max Palmer, his second. First foul of the half on the Knights, and a timeout called by Trevor Crank to talk it over here. 10-point Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're back to live action here. Sacred Heart with the basketball at the free throw line for Jake Freshel. Jake with 6 points in the ball game. And the free throw is up and good. Somewhere I'm 2 points off on my individual score for the Irish. 37-26, they're up 11. And now Freshel again up and knocks them both down. And now the Irish up by 12, inbound. Jordan scrapping back there with Miller, who controls it, brings it to the front with 4:50 to go. Bounce pass off the right side for Walton. Walt, inside it goes to Bomber. Now back out, Bomber to the top of the key. He moves right, spins into the lane, left hand, leans, and the Irish got him on the arm. They'll go to the line to shoot two. That's probably Kyle Bauman. Here comes the official, and it will be 23. Kyle picks up his second foul. And to the free throw line goes Max Bauman. Both teams were 3 for 5 at the line in the first half. Free throw on the way up and hit the rim. Went to the backboard and came back in. Here comes Keithley in for Bauman for the Irish. Keithley came in, knocked down a three-pointer in the first half. Second free throw is up, and it's good for Bauman. He's got 5 all here in the quarter, and it's a 10-point game, 38-28. Sacred Heart with a lead. Jordan coming up the floor on the left side. And he gets across the court to Freshel, now down to Keithley. Keithley skips it over the top, and now inside it goes. Figner passed down, a finger roll by Freshel. Excellent body control. He's got 10 and an assist to Figner. The Irish up by 12. That was a very nice pass over the top of the defense down the lane to Freshel. And now out on the right side with the basketball, once again, Bo Lee. Lee with the ball, holds it off the right side. Freshel went for the steal, came up empty. Now they give the ball back to Miller. Oh, underneath, wide open, and in and out, no good. Rebound ends up, and Freshel, it's a held ball that will go to the Irish. How did that ball come out of there? Bo Lee was underneath, and the ball just, sometimes the pass just won't go in the hole. That was one of those shots where point blank, you thought he had, he did everything right, and the ball just get it off the side, wouldn't go. Already possession, it's Irish basketball and the tie-up on the rebound. Shaking Heart going left to right as we look at it. Here's the Rowe Activity Center in the third quarter. Bounce pass in to Figner and a foul from behind trying to fight for position or what? They didn't make a foul call. Why did they blow the whistle? All right, inbounding will be Jordan. Out top, now he gets it right back from Keithley. Keithley to the top of the key, has the ball off left side. Figner, three ball, off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Jacob Jordan. Jordan has not scored yet in this ballgame. I think he's only taken one shot so far. Here's Figner looking on the left side. Nowhere to go, he'll give it to Knoxville between the circles. Now over to Freshel. Freshel looking, moving up. Nothing there, picked up his dribble. Figner will come out and take it. And now Figner driving the right side to the wing. Stops, gives it back to Jordan in the paint. Tangled up and a reach-in foul. Knight fans wanted a held ball there. I'm not so sure I don't agree with him. Zach Teixeira called for his third. The Knight fans are sure that they have got the short end of the officiating in this ballgame tonight. It's not got a real boisterous yet, but I think the longer it goes, it may. Funk is back in for Tesherick, who sits down with 3 fouls. Bounce pass in to Figner. He'll fake the handoff to Jordan. He'll take it all the way to the hole, left side, right hand up, no good. Rebound knocked. He'll tip it away from his teammate, went and got it on the sideline. Now back to Keithley. Keithley passes off to the elbow, and now it's Jordan with a 10-footer on the rim up. No good, and the rebound grabbed up by Miller for the Knights. Ahead up the floor to Bauman. Bauman cut off by Keithley. Looking back to Miller, almost threw it over the top of him. Down the lane, left side with it. Carney cross court, set shot for 3. Short, no good by Walton. Rebound brought down by Jordan. Jacob up the floor. On the left side, gives it to Figner. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Irish lead 40-28. Keithley on the right side goes inside to Figner. Figner on the block. Inside he goes, turns around, double team, ball loose, goes to Nocticle. Nocticle dipped the shoulder a little bit. Defender went down, no whistle. Gonna let him play. Now back into Nocticle. That time he threw another part of his body at the defender and got the offensive foul, and that one was well deserved. So, broken knock to go fall for the foul. That'll be his second, team foul number 3. Done in for the Irish now. Freshel comes out. Out comes Walton for the Knights. And timeout called by the Irish. They're up by 12, with 1:50 to go in the quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
With mobile banking, I've got all my finances right at my fingertips. I can pay bills, transfer funds, and even check balances, all from my smartphone or tablet. And since I have my bank bookmarked right on the web, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Frontier Bank, good with money. We're an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
40-28, the lead of the Irish. They took the timeout with a minute 50 to go here in quarter number three. In the first half, Blake Miller had 16 for the Knights so far in the first 7 minutes and, or 6 minutes and 10 seconds here of the third quarter. He has just two. So the Irish have got him slowed for now. Not that that'll stay that way. So inbounding the basketball on the baseline, Max Bonner. The Irish showing a little full court pressure here. Carney will bring it up the floor now for the Knights. Off the left side to Bomber. Bomber over to the right side into the game. Will Funk again. Now to the top. Will Welsh back in there. And now on the left side of the lane, moving down is going to be Carney. And now out for three on the right side up. And good Will Welsh with a long one. And it's 40-31. Here come the Knights. The Irish to the front. Jordan. Leaves it back to Sam Dunn. Now around the perimeter. Left side, Keithley. Picked up his dribble. Gives it to Figner. Guarded by Funk, who's given up some height there. Dunn will reset out in the middle of the floor. Figner will hold it. Now to Jordan. Jacob guarded man-to-man off the left side. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Right side, Dunn. Irish looking for cutters. Knights switch back to a man-to-man. Jordan, Danny traveled with the basketball before he got the ball on the floor that time. So back-to-back turnovers on the offensive end by the Irish. Fresh will back in for Dunn here. All right. Full court pressure by Sacred Heart. The ball comes in to Carney. Now they'll give it to Miller. And it's just token pressure. They're not really forcing the issue or pressuring the ball. They're just slowing them up a little bit. 35 seconds. Miller in the midcourt circle. Dribbles. Guarded by Jordan. Starts up. Now backs up with 28 seconds to go. No count. They'll just dribble out there. And you're down 9. You play for one shot. I don't always understand the concept of that, but that's what they're going to try. Knock a couple 3 points off of it here. 13 seconds. Now Miller moving left. Pulls up for three with 10 seconds to go. Missed it. And the rebound saved in by the Knights. It will be brought down by Keithley. Figner down to Fresh off the buzzer. 15 footer. No good. And after three quarters, it's Sacred Heart 40 and the Lord Central Catholic Knights 31. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sacred Heart up by 9, Knights basketball. Here we go, quarter number 4, inbound from midcourt, backcourt to Miller. The Knights to the front court with the basketball, now to Joe Carney. And a long 3-ball up and down from the top by Tesherik. A couple 3 feet behind the line, and now all of a sudden it's a 6-point ball game here to start the fourth quarter. Freshel to knock to go left side, looking down low to figure bad pass. And the Irish, I think that's their third straight turn. Oh, they got a shot off there at the end. But here's Miller for three at the other end, partially blocked by Noctigal. Rebound brought down to start with by Walton. He got stripped of the ball by Freshel. Jordan ahead, Freshel to the basket, and there's that floater again. Wouldn't get it to go, and a rebound foul on Sage Hart. Jake Freshel frustrated. He took that up again. Little too much finesse. And the ball just didn't go. All right, we come up the floor. It will be Knight's ball trying to chip away at a six-point lead here. Off the left side with it, Poe Lee to the free throw circle, over to Miller. Miller will hold it, back to the top now to Carney. Carney inside, gets it right back, and now Carney driving into the paint with a jump stop, and oh, how! Off the backboard, halfway in the hole, and it spun out. Oh, my goodness. Sacred Heart with the ball to the front court now. I'm not sure who got the rebound. Jordan, top of the key, right side. Looking against the man-to-man defense off Figner on the right side. Now Keithley for three, straight out front. Rips the strings. Keithley with his second long ball tonight. That puts the Irish back up by nine, and that's got to give him a little boost of confidence here. Miller to the front, turns it into the paint, back out to Sherrick for three, got it again. To Sherrick with six in the quarter on a couple of threes. The lead is six, 6 minutes to go. Sage Hart with the basketball, Jacob Jordan to the front. Jordan the ball off to Figner on the left side, elbow underneath, Freshel. Freshel looks, Freshel in the paint. In the middle, left hand, short, no good, rebound, out of bounds, touch glass. Freshel and Keithley have tipped it away from one another, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball will go to the Knights. Looking down here, Blake Miller walking up the floor with both hands on his hips. He's missed a few games here of late. He might be deep here. All right, with the basketball now, Bo Lee off the right side, out to Sherrick on the right wing, holds it back to the top to Carney. Carney backing up with the dribble against the Irish man-to-man. Everybody, it's a 1-4 down low all across the baseline are the Knights. Now Miller cross court to Sherrick. Out on him is Figner. He gets around Figner all the way to the hole, stripped to the ball, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. I think that's Freshel. Yes, it is. Jake now with two fouls in the ball game. 5:07 left. The lead is six here, 43-37. To Sherrick at the line to shoot a pair. First one on the way up, and it's good. And the Knights to within five. 5:07 to go. They can ship it to four here. Both teams ranked number seven in their respective classes. D1 for the Knights, D2 for the Irish. Free throw up and good again. Now a four-point lead with 5:06 to go. Sacred Heart with the ball to the front. Figner and Doug Gulch calls timeout. The Irish will come to the bench with a four-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
43-39. They are leading. 4 minutes, 59 seconds left in the ball game. Sagar ball over on the far sideline between the midcourt and baseline. Freshel into Figner, and he's going to take all the way to the hole on the left side, lay it up for two. He's in double figures with 11 now. The lead is 6, 45-39. To the front court, Joe Carney off the left side with it to Sherrick. Down in the left corner now to Funk. bumped, and Miller got away from Jordan. Three ball up and down. He's got 21. It's a three-point lead. 4:31 to go. Heathley at the other end. Give it to Figner. Up top and now to Freshel. Backs up to the midcourt circle with the dribble. Coming left side to Heathley with it. Heathley down low to Jordan on the baseline. The Nautical has 16 points in the ball game, but hasn't scored since early in the third quarter. They put Miller on him after that little scoring burst he had. Now Figner underneath Jordan. Layup is good. Another assist for Figner and the first two of the night for Jacob Jordan. 47-42, Miller with the basketball and a five-point deficit for his Knights. Miller, right side. Nautical sniffed out on him. Now to the left side with the ball. Carney into the paint. Leaves it back left side and a three ball up off the front. No good for Palmer. Rebound to Jordan. Jacob Jordan with the rebound. He'll walk the ball up the floor. A lot of action underneath in the paint. Players trying to get position. They're setting picks. Crossing the lane. Figner has it right side of the floor to Jordan from his own bench. Out top, Nautical. Figner, left side, fakes right, goes left, baseline, pulls up, gives it to Freshel. Freshel will dribble. The average will reset all the way out at midcourt with 3:05 to go. Freshel, left side, now to Jordan. Jacob Jordan with it, holding out on the sideline. He's guarded out there by Carney. Cross court, strong pass. Cross court now with it. Freshel. Freshel passes off to Figner, isolated, right side, moving in, back and into the paint, to the block, up, no whistle, and a foul. Who do they get here? The foul on 52 on Will Funk, his second. Team foul number three. The Irish have committed five, the Knights three, and Figner to the line. Shooting two, is 1-for-2 in the ball game tonight. First one on the way up. And he's 1-for-3 at the line tonight. Here comes Andrew Walton back into the ballgame now for Funk for the Knights. 5-point lead, looking to make it 6 here is Figner. Figner ready, fires up and off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Tesherin. To Miller. Miller coming up the floor for the Knights. Top of the key, off the left side with it. Carney, down low, back out top, around the corner. To the top, Carney, less old. Man, was close to a travel there by Bomber. And a three ball out top to Sherrick, got the hot hand. He's got 11 all here in the fourth quarter. The lead is down to 2 for the Irish at the 220. Jordan with it. It's raining threes here for Sherrick in this fourth quarter. Here's Freshel going in, driving, tripped by Sherrick. And on Zach, that's number 4. That's one way to slow him down. Foul him out, I guess. Here are the Irish. And here we go. Jordan will trigger everybody on the corner of the lane for the Irish. Jordan looks for a cutter. Nobody home. He'll go to the side to Freshel, just in front of his bench. Now Jake will move out to the midcourt circle with 2 minutes to go in the game. The Irish up 47-45. Left side is Jordan putting a move on. Cut off. In the middle, Figner. Figner out top between the circles, back and down, gives it to Freshel. Freshel's found a nice night of getting his way to the paint and toward the rim. Very aggressive defense here. Freshel's got it to Sherrick on him. And now off to Jordan on the right side. Jordan guarded by Carney. Carney goes in, or Jordan did, knocked away. Outlet to Miller up ahead for the dunk. No. And a foul on Nautical. Oh, I hope it didn't just break the rim. That breakaway rim is hanging down, and it's still hanging down. Figner jumped up there with the ball. There you go. I thought that thing was stuck. The referee says, good job, young man. I wouldn't jump up there and do that. The foul on Nautical, his third. He thought he had a clean block. Fortunately for the Irish, the ball did not go in the hole, so Miller shooting two here. Free throw up is short, no good. He went for that dunk with two defenders there. And that's not a bad foul. The official's looking at the rim now. Miller says, I'm not sure that's straight. Now, all three officials are checked it out. Dave Bryant says, looks okay to me. Doug Gulch calling for a timeout and gets one with a minute 26 to go in this ball game. And we'll take a break back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website alfea.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
1:26 left in this one. The Irish have a two-point lead at the moment. Blake Miller at the line shooting his second free throw for the Knights. Miller ready. Free throw on the way up, and he misses short. And the ball finds its way back to him. He and Jacob Jordan end up with a held ball, which will belong to Sacred Heart. The next one will go to the Knights. So even if the rim was off a little bit, that one was so short it wouldn't have mattered. I don't think the rim's off. It bounces back. It just took a minute to get there. Backcourt figure now to Freshel. Freshel up the left side to the front court. Minute 19. The Knights have three fouls to give before they put the Irish at the 1-1 here. Ooh, Jordan fended off with the right arm. No whistle there. And now out to Figner. The Knights are going to have to foul in a hurry. We got 107 to go here. Figner to the free throw circle off to Jordan. The Irish can play keep away. Trevor Crank, the coach of the Knights, up saying, hey, you guys, about time to go foul. And there's the first one. That one will be called on Bo Lee, his first. Team foul number five. Okay. So still, they have to commit two more fouls to put the Irish in the 1-1. 57 seconds to go. Fresh will back toward to Jordan. Jacob will work it up the floor, now to the left. Cut off, gives the ball over now to Figner. Good news, the Irish ball, all the players on the floor can handle the ball pretty well for the Irish. Here's Keith Lee, and he's going to be fouled by Bomber. That'll be his third and team foul number six. So that's 16 seconds go off the clock there between fouls. The Irish now inbounding right in front of their own bench between there and the scorer's table will be Freshel. Knott go down all alone with Miller, but they go backcourt to Jordan. Jordan in the backcourt, and there's a foul on Joe Carney. That'll be his third, team foul number seven. And to the free throw line goes Jacob Jordan, 1-1. Jacob on the year at the free throw line, 55.6%, not been his favorite place at times this year. Into the game comes to Sherrick, and back in Welsh for the Knights, sitting down Lee, Bo Lee, and also Andrew Walton. Free throw up, got it. Nothing but the heart of the net. It's a three-point ball game, 48-45. Jordan to make it a two-possession ball game here with a free throw effort. Put the Irish up by four. It is good. He got them both. Say hard up 49-45, 40 seconds to go. Up the floor, Miller tried to run up the back of Jordan. He'll shoot a three off the mark, no good. Rebound, Freshel, once again, Jake Freshel. And he will be fouled immediately with 29.8 seconds to go. Foul will go on, they don't have that number. 40, okay, they do have that number. Will Welsh with the foul, team foul number 8, and Jake Freshel with the line. 2 out of 3 in the ball game tonight, shooting 1-1, has 10 points in the contest. Free throw up, and no good. Rebound, oh, knock, go over the back. Can't do that. Broken jumped up. The Knight in front of him, Knockville picks up his fourth foul, and that puts the Knights in the bonus, 1-1. Welsh, with 3 points in the ball game, has a three-point bucket, his first trip to the free throw line. So we got one player coming in. That'll be Bo Lee. He'll come in for Tesherick on the defense. He makes free throw. Will Welsh will come out. The first one up and rattles. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Figner. Figner will get it away to Freshel up the floor, and he is grabbed by one or two players. Who do they put the foul on? Probably, yeah, they go on Will Welsh again. He was closest to the official. So now Freshel back at the line, and this will be the final one and one of the night. As that's the 19 foul, the next will put the Irish in the double bonus. On the way up, and no good. Rebound to Miller. And here come the Knights, down by four. They drive in, offensive foul. Getting the possession, Evan Keating going forward and leaning in was Will Welsh. He picks up his third foul. Now, there's no free throws on an offensive foul, so it's Irish basketball. Here comes Sam Dunn in for Freshel. And the Irish are moving around, and a timeout called by the Knights here with 22 seconds to go. We return to the Rural Activity Center after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
22 and a half seconds left in the ball game. The Irish 49, the Knights 45 here at the Rural Activity Center. It's going to be Sagar basketball. The Knights will put on full court pressure. It's a two-possession game. Barn an opportunity for a four-point play. Miller down again, looking at that hoop that the Knights are shooting at. Jumps up, grabs the rim on the left side. Apparently convinced the rim is out of whack. All right, Knockfield inbound. Both teams look free with timeouts left. Everybody lined up around midcourt for the Irish. They break up into Keefley. Keefley coming up the floor and finally will be fouled by Will Welsh. Will's picked up his fourth foul all here in the fourth quarter. So it will be two free throws for Evan Keefley now. Got a couple of three-pointers. Actually, that's the third foul on Welsh. Excuse me. Keithley ready, trying to make it 50 to 45 if he makes the free throw. It's up, and the lefty makes it. Seven for Evan Keithley. Here comes Zach to share again. He's got 11 points all here in the fourth quarter for the Knights. 19.2 seconds left. Second free throw on the way up, and good. Where Keithley knocks them both down. Dunn out, Freshel back in for the Irish on an offense-defense switch up here. 19.2, the Irish bench says no fouls. Miller, three ball, left side, off the mark, no. Rebound brought down by the Irish by Figner. His pass tipped, he gets it back, he goes up for Jordan. Jacob Jordan is going to be fouled and will go to the line with just 6.6 seconds left. Foul on Joe Carney, his fourth of the ball game. And the Irish now up five with 6.6 seconds to go. That will pretty much wrap it up. Free throw up and good for Jacob Jordan. He'll get one more here. That gives him five in the ball game. Keithley out, Knockdale out. Castile back in the ball game for the Irish along with Ballin. And the Irish are putting nobody on the rebounding area. Free throw up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Miller. Ahead to Sherrick for three, in and out, no. Rebound to Freshel. The Irish end up the regular season with an excellent win tonight. They knock off the Lord Central Catholic Knights by a final score of 52-45. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we're back here at the Rural Activity Center. Our wrap-up brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. CJ Kirtosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, Weston Witt in Falls City. The Irish get the win 52-45 tonight over the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. In the ball game, it was 13-11, the Irish led after one quarter. That first quarter, we saw three ties and three lead changes. Once the Irish got the lead in the first quarter, they would not relinquish it again. They got up by as many as 12 in the ball game, and the Knights able to cut it down to two in quarter number four, but they could not get the game tied or in the lead. Leading the way for the Knights is Blake Miller with 21 points in the ball game. He had their first 14 points in the contest. 11 for Zach Tesherick. He had all of his points in the fourth quarter. Max Ballmer had 5-2 for Joe Carney and 3 each for Will Walsh and Andrew Walton. The Knights went 7 of 12 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. For the Irish tonight, they are led in scoring by Brogan Knockle with 16, 11 for Jack Figner, 10 more for Jake Freshel, 8 off the bench for Evan Keithley, and 5 for Jacob Jordan in the ball game. For Sagan Hart, the Irish went 10 out of 17 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 in quarter number 4 tonight. So the Irish improved to 14-7 on the year. They'll be home next Tuesday night to host the Pawnee City Indian Boys in sub-district action. For the Knights, they finished the regular season 13 wins and 8 losses. Well, I'll wrap it up tonight from the Rural Activity Center. Sagan Hart with the win, 52-45. For our studio engineer, Scott Cox, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.